This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you are just the Yoda when it comes to financial stuff. We've talked about budgeting. We've talked about financial control. We're going to spend 4 weeks looking at children and money. I would like to send my children off to work for money, but apparently that's illegal at their age. So where would you suggest I start?
Well, what we've got to remember is that we're not raising children. We're actually raising future adults. And believe me, you want them to be good money managers by the time they're teenagers.
Wow, by the time they're teenagers?
By the time they're teenagers, you want them to be good money managers. Oh. Because it saves a lot of stress. Now, just coming from experience, having raised three teenagers, and they were married. And
congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I got through it. We paid for the weddings. Wow, it's wow.
Well done.
But what we used to do is actually have a just as simple as an exercise book, and we would separate that exercise book into saving, spending, giving, and they always had to have one for presents because they always seemed to be invited to birthday parties. And we would actually, back then, it was actually a dollar for however old they were. So if they're eight, they got $8. That might change with inflation now, so you might want to put that up a little bit depending on the cost of things. And then we'd actually put the amount of money in each section. And then they could actually track where, as it was adding up. So if they wanted to buy a toy, then they would actually see that money adding up over the weeks. And they might have to wait 3 to 4 years. Now, our son did that. He did it for 3.5 years for a drum kit.
Wow.
Saved 3.5 years for a drum kit. It was a long-term thing, obviously. He had other smaller goals in between, but he did save that. Then what our Kevin and I used to do is that at the end of each term, we would add that up. And we would, pay them extra interest as a reward for saving. So we'd bank it on on a frequent basis, but then we would actually add some interest back in then as well.
Wow. It's very clever.
I like it. It's a good idea. And teaching good habits initially, I suppose. But there's costs that you incur as well when you add children to the family, I guess. You've got to budget for extra expenses, I suppose, when children arrive before they're actually capable of thinking about it for themselves. I mean, how do you do that? How do you put a kind of a cost on a child kind of thing?
Well, I think if you can actually start...
Don't you get $5,000 from Kevin? Doesn't he give you...
Yeah, that lasts a long time.
Yeah, I think it's actually divvied over the 12 months now, I think. I think that's actually how that works.
I'm not having another baby anymore then. Well,
you won't be having any babies. Your right. wife will be having them. But look, if I can encourage you're starting to look at having a family, is actually try to budget on one wage just as much as possible. And, that could be an impossibility depending on the debt situation. But, I would have to say that look at that as a priority. And so before you take on debt, think ahead to think, okay, well, we're looking at starting a family in a couple of years. Are we going to actually work to reduce this debt to a manageable level? So then it means that I'm not forced to go back to work. So start practicing living on one wage, even as a married couple.
Wow. And I guess it does give you a lot of peace when you even start talking about kids, because then the concern of somebody not going to work is not a concern anymore. It's just a matter of going, okay, well, we'll do this and we'll survive because that's already sorted.
Yeah, exactly. I know with our daughter, she's a teacher. And so she had they had their first baby in February this year. And she's looking at going back to work, a couple of days next year. But that's a choice. Because she's an HPE teacher and she loves to do that. Her husband works from home, a day a week, and I can look after the child the other day perhaps. That's because she wants to and she loves, what she does. However, if you're forced to go back and then you're looking at childcare costs and things like that, that's a huge strain on the family. Mm. I mean, it's big enough adjustment actually adjusting to a child in the family. And then you're actually going back to work or being forced to go back to work. And that's pretty tough on a family. That's pretty tough.
Because some of the costs are high for childcare. And depending on how much you earn, I know of a couple, if the wife went back to work, she was in social welfare work, and it's not high paid. After childcare costs, $10 is all she'd walk away
from
the week. That's just ridiculous. It's not worth it. So in the end, obviously the decision was, well, I might as well stay at home kind of thing.
Yeah. And I think the other thing is that you know, we can start to be creative here as well. Look at ways that, you know, that you can practice in either work from home, where you can, like a girlfriend of mine, she's a hairdresser. So you earn money from home. Things like that, or get skilled in a different area. So they're all the things that you can do to actually help work together and pull together as a family.
It's good advice. Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.